Another common issue that I've seen personally, where people have actually sent this to me, serving treif to the rabbi, is something called Fireball whiskey. So, two issues here. Number one, typical regular Fireball whiskey, which is made by Sazerac, you should know that Sazerac company is owned by Yidden, and sounds good that we're buying and purchasing from Yidden. However, bourbon has to be aged, and whiskey is aged at least for a few years. And when you age something and it's aged for a year, it passes over a Pesach, no pun intended. So the halacha is that if chametz was owned by a non-Jew, chametz that was owned by a Jew over Pesach, that chametz is aser, one is not allowed to consume it, you can't have hanah from it, there's a knas, there's a penalty on that chametz. And therefore, bourbon that is produced by Sazerac, ever since a Jewish fellow married into the family many years ago, and he's a significant owner of the company, so Sazerac bourbon and whiskey and all of their private labels, which is not easy to know, but do some research, has an issue of chametz sha'avar lava pesach. Now, there are poskim that are makel for many different reasons beyond the scope of today's share, and it's a question to ask your rav. It's not something to just listen to on a podcast and be makel on. It's a serious shayla of chametz sha'avar lava pesach when you have other options available. I'm not saying one way or the other, but ask your rav before your makel. But either way, do not serve this to people, as there's a question of an iser of consuming it. Why would you want someone who doesn't even know, who doesn't know the difference, he just sees a bottle being served to him on Purim, and he goes to make a l'chaim, why would you want someone drinking on your cheshbon? Okay, now there's another product, which is called Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey, which has become a little famous due to a recent lawsuit. And on one hand, if you look at the lawsuit, it seems that there's no actual whiskey content in the bottle. So that would help us and get rid of the issue of chametz, sha'avar lava pesach. Even the malt component of it, it says that it has malt, flavors, and wine. Okay, now wine's an issue. But the malt, which is chametz, but malt is not aged, you would assume whenever it's bottled, it was produced a week or two ago, you don't have to assume that it was stocked in the company's warehouse, aging it over Pesach. So you don't have to be concerned for chametz sha'avar lava pesach. However, you have other issues. Number one, you have an issue of flavors, like any other flavored seltzer or flavored beverage that requires hashgacha. But more significantly, you have the issue of wine. Non-kosher wine is stamina. One is not allowed to consume non-kosher wine. If wine was not produced by Yidden under intense hashgacha, as we'll see soon, so this would be non-kosher. So either one of these Fireball whiskeys are an issue. The cinnamon one is a bigger issue in the fact that there's wine in it, and that is, according to everyone, non-kosher. The other one, the standard Sazerac products, that's a shayla. I'm not saying it's usher, but it's a shayla in halacha, and you should not, I would not recommend serving that to other people unless you know that they hold its mutter, not because they heard on some blog, but they went through the sugya, they asked their rav. Their rav is, a certain rav of Klal Yisrael, and he's makel on it. So then okay, and then you could serve it. But otherwise, I would not recommend serving this to people through via Mishloach Manos.